Someone glued this deck of cards together, and I don't know how to deal with it.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Gordon Utes was one of those guys who, like me, got into a little trouble in high school. Tall, handsome, hilarious, and a good hockey player. I'm talking about me, of course. Just kidding. That describes my classmate, Gord. Recently, his brother Stan said, "You gotta talk to Gord. You won't believe his story." So I did. As we spoke, it was like we pushed rewind and were back in grade 10. Gord Utes was raised by missionary parents who loved Jesus. He believed God was for real, but he just knew he could never measure up to this stern, judgmental God. His parents prayed hard for him. Maybe a Christian high school would pull him from his rut, and that's where we met. A couple mischievous teenagers with doubts and questions. After a year of rebelling, Gord was kicked out. He finished high school elsewhere, landed a job, and began to party hard, like all his friends. But the life he thought he wanted was hollow, so he enrolled at Prairie Bible College, and we were classmates again. After one semester, Gord found himself slip-sliding around the oil patch, living the fast life. "I think I was kicked out of every Bible college in Canada," he says. "I didn't fit with Christians, or in the party scene. I didn't know who I was." He soon married Jenny and moved to Winnipeg, Canada, intent on climbing the corporate ladder. Before long, he had his own furniture store in the city of Portage-la-Prairie. There, Gord and Jenny raised a son and two daughters. "I made sure they went to church and Bible camp," he says. "Maybe they could find what I was searching for." But desperation finds us all, and one day Gord asked God to show up, to do something out of the ordinary. So it was that a local pastor, Glenn Lowen, walked into his store and handed Gord a sermon on tape, "The Father Heart of God." "The Lord said I should bring this to you," Glenn said. Gord was stunned. Had God answered his presumptuous request? But the old patterns continued: work, drink, play, with all the toys a guy could want. At 48, Gord was an alcoholic, locked in an icy marriage, teeming with bitterness and resentment. When his wife of 20 years announced she was divorcing him, he got angry. "How could she hurt our family like this?" he wondered. "And why did God even create me? This was all his fault." One night, while climbing into another bottle, he cried out again for God to show up. An inner voice came on so strong he couldn't ignore it. Digging out a long-buried Bible, he began to read, but the words seemed meaningless. Still, this voice persisted, so he pulled a devotional off the shelf, and there in bold letters was the one word he needed to read: forgiveness. Ruth Bell Graham had 5 pieces of advice for dealing with a prodigal. 1, have a plan. This included encouragement, open communication lines, and letting them know they are always loved and welcome. 2, put your own walk with God first. 3, remember that worship and worry cannot coexist, so be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. 4, hold on to hope. 5, miracles are God's department, she said. Take care of the possible and trust God for the impossible. We cannot convict of sin, create hunger and thirst after God, or convert. These are miracles, and miracles are not in our department. On an upcoming episode, I'll tell you the best part of Gord's story. But who are you praying for? Don't stop. Hang on to hope, my friend. God bless you.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."